Men Who Win, full of God's purpose, power, and life. Now, here's Gary Chester.
The Bunch of Buddies segment. Bunch of Buddies, B-O-B, Bob. Every phone guest that we have on is referred to as Bob, unless you're a lady, and we'll be calling you Bobby. And the reason we do this is try to help ensure privacy, since we're getting into some pretty personal issues on this particular segment. We go one step further, too, is that we change the pitch of the voice. What issue is it, incidentally? And this is what we're talking about today. What is the issue that pastors in their church fear addressing? In fact, 20 to 30% of pastors struggle with this particular issue. What is the issue that rings true for the church? You know the old adage about the true church being notorious for shooting its wounded? Well, maybe it's because with this particular issue, it's easier to condemn than to get down in the mud and the muck with the wounded soldiers and to help the wounded soldiers find their way out of the mess. It's an issue that is hard and dirty work. And for this particular issue, shaming people in the church toward help, just talking about how God hates this thing, wants them to do better, is not really working. What are we talking about? P-O-R-N. Porn. You can be liberated if this thing has its tentacles around you. We've got a phone guest on, Bob, who has gone through a transformation. It is very possible to be liberated. There are many men who are doing this. The problem with porn is that it claims that sex, all sex is good all the time and every how you want it, no matter how much that it degrades another person. And I like the way that Maggie Gallagher says it. It says, the more you want it, the better it is and the better you are. It is sex abstracted from all its complexity. It is sex stripped of both its grandeur and its squalor. You hear a lot today, Bob, about accountability. Why do you think that so many men resist getting tight with other men to pray and to get real with one another in this issue?
Pride. It's early on. I wouldn't say so much later on, but early on it's just pride.
One of the things that I've found is that when you get real with another deep-spirited friend or two, getting it on the table is nothing compared to keeping it a secret when you've got a stronghold like that. As a matter of fact, keeping it to yourself and being ensnarled by that stronghold is 10 times worse than getting it out there on the table. And I think that one of the things is, you know, we're always afraid of rejection or embarrassment or afraid to face negative thoughts about ourselves. But once we do that, man, there is a freedom. It's just unbelievable. I've heard the example given of when you have a room full of roaches and the light hits the roaches, man, they clear out, and then you know everything's clean.
I said, if you're going to keep it bottled up inside, you haven't accomplished a thing, because it's just going to tear your guts out.
In your situation, talk a little bit about how it impacted your wife and your relationship with your wife.
We separated, and I guess I was still denying it. And finally, it just had torn me apart, torn me completely apart inside. And I had to go find help.
And what drove you to get that help was the incredible love that you have for your wife and for your daughters, right?
That's right. I mean, irregardless of the shame of it all, I was not going to do anything to jeopardize my family. And it was a long and slow process coming back around to earn the trust of my wife back. She had felt cheated on. It wasn't so much in the literal sense, but in effect, she was being cheated on.
Bob, I really appreciate your open-heartedness here as we talk about this serious issue.
Men Who Win. To hear more, go to menwhowin.com.
You know, Bob, one of the things that all women, I believe,
or at least I've never talked with any about this issue that did not feel this way, is that when a husband says to their wife, "Hun, you are the only one in my life. I love you, and there is nobody else." A woman does not realize, cannot comprehend how a man can say that seemingly genuinely and at the same time be lusting after this strange woman out here. You know, they just cannot comprehend that. And then what happens when it occurs, they get very, very hurt. And then the hurt comes into anger, and the anger turns into disgust, whereas they say, "My goodness, I am married to a pervert."
Yeah. That's right. That's exactly what it is.
There is a misnomer that says, well, speaking of a man checking out other women, that it's okay if you look at the menu as long as you don't order. But yeah, really and truly, just looking at the menu is harmful, isn't it?
Yes, it is.
In other words, to come through this, a man has to get proactive.
Yeah, you got to take the bull by the horns, you know what I'm saying? You know, you got to, you know, hit it off before it gets started.
Bob, appreciate your comments.
Thank you, Gary. I enjoyed it very much.
Don't let pornography rob you, my radio friend, of your true God-given destiny. Porn destroys your soul, the very essence of yourself. Now, I know it may have you in a full Nelson, but I can assure you through my own personal freedom and that of other men that you can change. You can be transformed. Frankly, however, it's tough, but it's well worth being liberated into your true self and not being enslaved. Bottom line to freedom, crying out gut-wrenching prayer to God in the accountability of a best friend or two, deep-spirited friends. With this, you can exchange your truckload of grief that's short on pleasure for a truckload of joy and inner contentment.
We can't imagine the freedom we find from the things we leave behind. Oh, and it's hard to imagine the freedom we find from the things we leave behind.
Men Who Win with Gary Chester. Men Who Win is about life with a capital L. You've heard there's forgiveness of sin through God's Son, but you may not be entirely comfortable with God coming to live in you. Actually, that's the best part. You need someone to love you and to accept you and to want to be with you. To hear more, go to menwhowin.com. menwhowin.com.